This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Adrienne Hill. Gridlock is on the agenda today for some members of Congress. Traffic gridlock, that is. A Senate committee heads to Louisiana to talk about ways to relieve traffic congestion. We asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Ginzer to find out just how much gridlock costs.
The next time you're sitting in traffic, or if you're gridlocked right now, consider this. In 2013, traffic jams in the U.S. cost consumers an estimated $124 billion, and that's expected to increase by 50% by 2030.
That's huge. It's crazy.
That's Steve Banfield, the chief marketing and product officer at the traffic data firm INRIX. INRIX commissioned a study which found two-thirds of the cost of traffic jams is from wasted time and gas. Banfield says they even looked at time wasted planning for gridlock.
In order to get to where you need to be on time, you often factor in extra travel time before you even really need it.
All this can lead to health problems from stress, and the extra pollution caused by all those idling cars can lead to asthma attacks and strokes. Jonathan Levy is a professor of environmental health at Boston University.
Some of the pollutants that we looked at can travel tens or hundreds of miles away from the point of emissions.
Into the lungs of people who thought they were far from the perils of gridlock. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.